This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I'm here with my favorite human. Say hello, Blaze.
Oh, you brat. No. Two things there, girl.
What?
Hi. He's not a human.
I beg to differ. You said there were two things?
And I'm your favorite.
That's true. I'm here with my mom, who's my most often co-host. You're my co-host. We have substitutes every once in a while.
Yeah.
It was Valentine's Day. Happy belated Valentine's Day.
It was. And also Trent's birthday.
Yep. There it is.
We mostly celebrate that.
We don't care. I don't remember. I don't really remember Valentine's Day being that big of a deal for us.
We didn't make it a big deal.
No. All right. But today is Random Acts of Kindness Day.
That should be every day.
But isn't that then there making it not random?
You're right.
So if you plan a day of random acts of, it's no longer
then it's
random.
No random. No,
so now it's just Acts of Kindness Day.
Okay, well, let's have that every
which
day.
Which is still just as great.
But do it every day.
Yeah, they don't have to be, I mean, random.
One day a year.
Random, I guess they're saying, is like, you don't know the person. But that's, Acts of Kindness is because you're not expecting anything in return. And it's a nice thing to do.
Just because.
So, whether you know the person or not, just do an act of kindness.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's also President's Day weekend.
Yes, it is.
President's Day. Okay.
Next.
Happy birthday to Paris Hilton and Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Two very opposite human beings right there.
I'm sure it's other people's birthdays too.
Well, I was just talking about
happy birthday to everyone whose birthday is today.
I was talking about the rich people.
I'm sure there's rich people other than them.
Their level of richness, Mom. All right. We have an update.
Ooh.
Remember how we talked not even a little bit yesterday.
Last week
about the guy who bought the Tesla and they took off the auto drive feature on it.
Yes.
Update.
Okay.
The autopilot has been restored.
Okay.
And it's the story's a little weird on what
did
really
he have to
happened.
Pay for it?
I don't think so, but people are like, was it ever turned off for real? It was like a weird moment, but apparently the auto drive is on the Tesla.
I'm happy for that man.
Same, because he got what he paid for.
Yes.
Even though he didn't pay Tesla, he paid for it.
Tesla was originally paid for it. Therefore, it should remain on the car.
Yes, I agree. Oh, goodness gracious.
Thanks for that update. I feel better.
You're welcome. Do you have anything before we get into real news?
Like fake news? I took my shoes off.
Right. No, do you have a chicken fact or anything?
I don't have anything today. I'm so... We did change, though. I have a chicken fact.
Okay.
We cleaned out the chicken pen.
That's a chicken fact.
And laid down new straw.
That's a chicken fact.
And they're happy.
All right. There was a thing I was going to get you, but I didn't get you because I didn't know if you would like it. Have you seen the swings for chickens?
I have a swing. I think Corey got me a swing.
Okay, so you have it.
Yeah.
Okay, I almost got it for you. Have you used it? Do your chickens use it?
I haven't I don't have a place to hang it.
That's why I didn't get it for you.
So I can hang one side, but then I don't have a place to hang it on another side. So I have to put a spike in the ground.
We've been talking about redoing your chicken coop for a while.
Yeah.
It's just hard to get to Santa Barbara to do all the work because it's not a one day project.
No.
So that's why I didn't get it for you.
The swing, it's hanging in their coop. But just like a ladder. And they haven't figured out how to climb it up like a ladder yet, so...
That's something you kind of have to show them.
Sure, I'll climb up on the ladder.
No, you pick them up.
With my little chicken
feet.
And,
do it, or you do it with the... I'll take a worm and, carry it in the horse it.
I don't think they can climb a ladder. No, it's like flesh against a wall.
Oh, Mom!
So, like a rope ladder, out of the
I helped train dogs on how to use a treadmill this weekend. So it's a lot of training, good dog, and forcing them to do it.
You know, a chicken could go on a treadmill. You have it set light enough.
Anything that walks can go on a treadmill.
Yeah.
It was weird to see. There was this huge Great Dane who's too heavy for it. So he put his paw on it and the machine stopped.
Oh, no.
They had to put it up on a higher speed. But eventually he got it. He did it.
Cute.
It was cute. All right. There was a huge... We posted our episode on Monday. And then a challenge that night swept the nation. Swept the world, swept the internet. We'll say internet because that just,
the World Wide Web.
The World Wide Web. www. Dot. Rachel. I'm drinking kombucha. For some reason, tasted a little like hot dogs, and I haven't had one in a very long time, so I'm questioning
what kombucha are you drinking?
Carbonated.
Oh.
It's a carbonated kombucha. It's the only carbonated drink I drink now.
Is all kombucha carbonated?
No, maybe. I don't have a lot of knowledge on this.
I'm just going to stick with my black iced tea.
I think it's carbonated. It's fermented tea. Kombucha's fermented tea. So does fermentation automatically create carbonation? I'm not
probably
a scientist.
Probably in my belly. Okay, go ahead. Anything.
In cabbage. My Valentine's Day video, I told a food processor to get out of the way because my belly processes my food for me. And I went, why am I an idiot? I was real in my statement to it. All right. We're talking about the phenomenon that happened.
Yeah, what happened?
Someone told the internet that NASA says, and the second NASA says anything, then the internet's like, what NASA say? Because we love NASA. The internet loves NASA. And it said, well, NASA says, because of the way everything's aligned, the gravitational pull right now will make it so your brooms stand on their own. And the internet went, I see you. Let's do this. So the internet did it. And everyone was standing up their brooms. People were going to Walmart, Target, standing up all the brooms they could find. And everyone was like, this is fantastic. This is great. Thanks, NASA. And Chrissy Teigen was like, stop sending me your videos of brooms. I don't care. Which made people send her more. And then she was like, I'm sorry I tried to take away your enjoyment. Keep doing the broom thing. And then someone was like, hey, you idiots. Do this. NASA didn't say anything. It's a broom. So there was no gravitational pull that made this phenomenon, quote unquote, happen. It was just the fact that that's how brooms are made.
So I have a question.
What?
Did you try it, Rachel?
Yeah. The next day I was like, I believe you. I believe you that this isn't a gravitational pull because it's the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just see if my broom can do it. Because there were some people who couldn't get their broom to do it because it was an old broom.
So you
was
didn't
like,
know?
No, I knew that it would work any day. Okay. I just wanted to see if my broom was
I thought
able
you
to
were,
do it.
You purposely waited till the second day to see if it was really gravitational.
I had already learned because by 1 a.m. that night, everyone was like, oh.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone did it. It was like a good 3 hours of everyone being like, get out your phones, make a TikTok, make an Insta video, make it something for Twitter, do something. Everyone was like, we got to do this. We only have till midnight. and then people were like, okay.
That's funny.
Whatever. But it was still fun to see people making funny memes and stuff with it, funny videos. There were a lot of funny videos I saw.
So did your broom stand up?
Yeah, my broom stood up because I have the right one. You have to have one that's like... It's a little bit wider. I have two brooms. One could do it, one couldn't. Because it's how the broom is. It's how the broom's made. It has nothing to do with the earth.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's gravity. It's science. But not NASA. So that was funny. But the internet got punked and I enjoyed
that.
I enjoyed every aspect of this challenge. I liked the lie. I liked believing it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool. science. And then I was like, haha, funny videos. And then I went, haha, you're all idiots.
When I heard it, I went, nuh-uh. Oh, I didn't believe it.
Well, to me, if I hear NASA says, I'm like, oh.
I've learned to be very cautious about what
I know. That is just, that's just another thing where it says, don't be a sheep, do your own research. That yes. There is a hilarious, I think, I don't know what's the show called. There's so many freaking talk shows or comedians doing like news shows and they're hilarious, but it's Trevor does it. Trevor Noah does it. It's his show. Is it The Daily Show? It's The Daily Show. They send out their reporters to Trump rallies just to prove like they don't do their research, basically. You know, they get funny footage.
Yeah.
You know, because they're intelligent reporters that are comedians. They're reporting, they're comedians and reporters. That's like phenomenally hilarious in and of itself. And then they go and interview people and it's funny. But one of them was like, he was like, so do you think that some article came out? I think it was like the Trump, the Mueller report or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the reporter was like, well, have you, what do you think about this? He goes, he said, well, the Democrats think that Trump is wrong because of what's in the Mueller report. Like, obviously, right. Trump's in the wrong. And the guy was like, well, no. See, the thing is that people just believe that because someone said it. They need to read the report. Once they read the report, then they'll know Trump's a good guy. And he goes, oh, did you read it? And he said, no. He's like, but you just said that everyone needs to read. He goes, yeah, everyone, don't be a sheep. Do your own research.
He goes, and he didn't.
Yeah, and he didn't do his own research. And that's the whole interview is the guy, he's making the guy reiterate, you're an idiot for not reading it. And then he gets him to admit that he didn't read it. Yeah. Blaze, get out of grandma's purse. So the whole thing's funny. But that is a thing. Don't be a sheep. Do your own research. Yeah. But this was an innocent thing that it didn't matter.
Yeah, you know? No, it was pretty funny.
That was hilarious. It has been reported.
So it may or may not be true.
No, it's true.
Oh,
I did my research.
Okay.
Disneyland has raised their ticket sale prices. So for the first time ever, they are over $200 for a day pass. I don't even, but I know what, I didn't do my research because I don't know if that's a park
hopper
or not.
Unless you live in Southern California, then you get a discount.
Oh, fancy. You know what? I do that. I just never really realized I do it because I'm in Southern California. So yeah, it's just like a natural thing.
If you live in Southern California, you get a discount.
Just if you need some, just all you need to do is provide like an address.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Don't you have people cheating?
Can't you just type in any address in California?
Well, is it attached to your credit card?
I don't know.
Because you got to put your zip code in on your credit card.
That's true.
Mm.
Someone find that out for me.
No, you don't need to know because you're in Southern California.
But they did this, I believe, because they just opened a new land.
Oh, what is their new land?
The Star Wars land.
Well, that's old news, okay. Rachel.
It's within the last year, but I think they realize, I mean, they reached max capacity when I was there.
So they're trying to weed out the people that can't afford it?
I think so.
That's sad, because it's just now they're like families.
So everyone is willing to come. Let's see if they're willing to come for $20 more. It seems extreme. Like, it's $200, but it was like $180 before.
And it's all
so it's a $20 raise. They're like, they're still going to come.
Now you haven't added on parking.
I need to know.
And all the ridiculous expensive food.
Oh, God, the food is
but
ridiculous.
But it's so fun.
It's so much fun.
It's so
it's
fun.
It's a stupid, if you're able to afford it, it's so much fun. But it's so, like, don't, I've, if you.
Don't go in debt.
Don't go in debt for it. That's what I want to say. But is did their max capacity increase when they open the Star Wars land? Because it's more space.
No, it's the same space. It's just in a different... It's in... Wait.
Did they add space?
No. They just changed... Didn't they put it where Star Tours was?
No.
Oh, it's a whole new thing?
It's behind Thunder Mountain where the petting zoo was.
Petting zoo? Oh, that was a long time ago, Rachel.
Who was a long time ago?
So is that next door to Toontown?
Yeah, it's next door to Toontown behind Thunder Mountain.
Oh, I did not know this. Well, so maybe it was storage or something.
No, you know, I think it was, I think there was like, yeah, it was like that area that no one went to. It's like where you pass through Thunder
Jamboree?
Mountain. Yeah, but it was like you pass through the
I'm
petting
zoo.
I'm still
mad that they got rid of Bear Jamboree.
I'm sorry. You pass through, you go to the petting zoo and then there's like some weird westerny, old towny, like, I think it was a restaurant.
The saloon?
No.
No, that's a different part.
I don't remember how, but then you keep walking and you eventually get to the carousel.
Okay.
It was in that area. It's in that area.
Okay.
So I don't know if they added more Disneyland, or you're right, they took away those things and the storage.
Yeah, I think the land is the land because they can't build anymore.
Well, they built more parking structure. Oh, that's they just built it up.
That's within the land.
Yeah, they just built it up, didn't they?
Yeah, because it used to be a massive...
Well, now I need to look at a map.
Now you need to fact check, girl.
Well, I was there on the busiest day, and my goodness, were the lines long. We played a bunch of games, my friends and I. We played the 20 questions games and everything. But you know a good game to play when you're by yourself in line, Mom?
Tell me.
Best Fiends, which brings us to our sponsor for today. Best Fiends is the sponsor of today's episode. Thank you, Best Fiends. I've talked about Best Fiends a couple times before on my main channel, and now we get to work with them again on the podcast, which is great for me because I'm still playing the game. Love that. Best Fiends is a mobile puzzle game that is extremely fun to play. I lose track of time when I play it. I've also lost track of which level I'm at. I'm somewhere in the 700s, so don't be jealous. You can get there too. It's a phone game where you can collect little creatures to help you beat the puzzles and advance to the next level. I love trying to collect all the little creatures and seeing what the little next guy can do. The more you collect, the bigger they grow, the cooler they get. Trust me, you'll want to download and play it. I have a lot of fun with it. I'm sure you will too. So if you want to engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters, trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. So download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. The Friends, no R spelling. Best Fiends. I love it. It's a really great game. It's a lot of fun to play. I've gotten addicted, and I love getting addicted to fun games like this. It's a good puzzle game. Have you ever played it?
I have.
Do you love it?
I do love it.
There you go. Mom and daughter approve. So go download it now for free in the App Store or Google Play. Apple App Store, Google Play. Fun game. All right. Let's move on.
Okay.
To another story.
Okay.
There was a video that went viral on Twitter, and I want to get your opinion. I don't know where I stand on it. It has the internet completely divided, mother.
All right.
All right. So, this video that this woman is filming, there are two passengers on the plane. He's in the last seat of the airplane.
Saw it.
Yep. I'm going to explain it to the rest of the people. I'm glad you know what it is then. So, if you haven't seen it, which it's rare that you haven't, but there's this guy sitting in the back seat of the plane. If you've ever been in that seat, you know those seats don't recline. Not even if you're in first class and you're in the back row of first class and there's a wall, that seat doesn't recline either. It's this weird thing on the plane where they charge you the same amount.
Yeah.
And they advertise it as the exact same seat as all the rest, but unless you know and you've been there before, the seat doesn't recline and they don't
also
advertise that.
Also in exit rows.
Also an exit rows. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't recline my seat often unless I'm in first class.
Right.
I don't recline unless I'm in first. So I didn't know that exit rows don't do that.
Some exit rows do not.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Because how are you going to get through if
some seat
reclined?
Okay. So the airlines know this is an issue. They don't care. Mm-hmm. They advertise it the same. They don't tell you. The back row sucks butt.
It does.
Okay. So this
almost
guy,
literally,
because you're sitting next to the toilets. Yes. What the butt? So there's this guy sitting in the back row. His seat doesn't recline. He's on his phone looking at his phone. The girl in front of him, she reclines her seat because her seat reclines. She's purchased the airline ticket. This is my seat. My seat reclines. I may recline it. There's no rules against it. In fact, you are allowed to do that as long as you are not taking off or landing. Okay? She reclines her seat. He doesn't like it. We don't know if there was a conversation.
We do know.
We do know?
There was an added story.
Oh, by whom?
A reporter.
A reporter.
Spoke with her.
She okay, what did she say?
So,
I didn't know this part. Go.
Okay, yeah, I heard that all that too. And you're like, what is going on here? And then the later report that came out said that he had asked her while he's eating his meal to please put her seat up, which she did.
Okay, great.
And when the meals were over,
she put her seat back down.
Yeah.
So what we get is the video from that moment because she starts recording it because he just starts pounding, punching, whatever you want to call it, her seat incessantly, just going pop, 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 pop on the seat because he wanted her to put it up.
Yep.
But she apparently, oh, this is, adds a new element.
See, it does.
She was nice and put it up while he was eating.
Mm-hmm.
It is, this is where the internet is torn. Who's in the wrong?
The airlines for making the seats smaller.
Yes.
And then if you're going to be in someone's face with your chair, I mean, I was in first class and a chair came back and it wasn't the fancy first class, but it was first class.
Yeah.
And you had a lot more room.
Yes, you have a lot of room.
But even when that person went back, I went, whoa.
Yeah.
And then I got used to it. It was fine.
Yeah.
But back in the back.
That's it.
I don't recline. This unless is, it's like this, over 6 yes. hours.
This is what I've seen. I've seen a lot of arguments. I saw people saying people who lean their seats back are trash. I've seen people who travel a lot who are like, hey, if you're on a flight longer than 5 hours,
you can
recline your seat. And I agree with that.
Yes.
I don't recline my seat at all unless it's over 5 hours. That is so true. If I'm flying to New York, I don't recline my seat
mm-hmm.
unless I'm in first class and it's a red eye.
Right.
And then
red eyes, everyone can recline.
And if you're in that back seat, sorry. But if it's a red eye over 5 hours, every single person is reclining their seat.
Fine not reclining, especially if the person in front of me doesn't recline.
Yeah.
But if they recline, it's kind of like I get...
It's a domino effect.
Yeah, it is.
It is definitely a domino effect.
But that poor person in the back.
I know, but so is everyone supposed to not recline because that one person can't? That's an issue. So if everyone from start to finish reclines except the last person.
That poor last person. But that should have a cheap seat. They should knock like $100 off the ticket.
Yeah, but but this is the huge argument. I'm just playing devil's advocate because I can't figure out who's right or who's wrong in this situation. I honestly think the guy was wrong.
Oh, he was very wrong.
He was the most something. Childish. The yes. most childish. Just and I saw. Okay, this is what
Use
I saw.
Use your words.
Listen, this is what I saw. Everyone says, bet you $1 million. If that was a man and not a woman, he wouldn't have said a darn thing.
No,
he would haven't touched that seat. But because it was a woman, he was being a bully.
Yeah.
And it's true. You see videos of kids like they want to sit in a seat and they like just pull a kid off or they pester him until they do. You know, this guy was he was definitely in the wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in the wrong.
And use your words. I'm sorry. My seat doesn't recline. Do you really?
And you know what?
Mind?
And if she said. You know? No, I'm reclining it. Guess what? You just call her the B word in your head and you move on.
It's only a few hours.
And
you're
suffer
survive.
In your seat because that's the seat you chose.
And you learn.
And you
don't
learn.
Don't choose the back seat.
I know. Even in first class, I don't choose the back seat. That's a privileged statement, but it's true. I have flown back of the plane, middle of the plane, front of the plane. I also don't like the front of the first class seats because you can't, the wall, but you can't put your bags in front of your feet.
No, you cannot.
I know where I want to sit on a plane.
Yeah.
Because I've traveled a lot.
Yeah.
And I know the rules. I do check if I'm in any seat. I check behind me before I put my seat back.
Yeah.
If the person's dead asleep, that seat's going back without hesitation. If they're awake but like using the tray station.
Working and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't really. But if they're like just watching a movie, I kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I make eye contact with them and I kind of slowly lean it back. And you can tell if the person's okay with it or not.
And it's also, if you're on the aisle, you're busy looking down the aisle and you're busy doing stuff. And if you're looking out the window, you're busy looking out the window. You don't need to recline your seat. The middle one, you kind of want to recline your seat because you're kind of sitting there.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, what do I do?
The plane is so just like, there's etiquette on the plane. Don't put your seat on someone else's armrest.
If you're in the middle.
Don't put your feet on someone else's armrest.
Yeah, and if you're in the middle, you get both armrests.
Yes, you get them.
People don't know that.
Let's educate. Yes. So this guy was
I'm gonna say
a sexist, immature douchebag. Okay,
just immature.
This chick did. People were like, she was being rude for filming. Guess what? You know what? Mm. She probably was like, this could escalate.
Mm-hmm.
In all honesty, and I would record a lot of things too, where I'm like, this could escalate. Not even for me, but for someone around me. Not just for like, oh, I'm going to get lots of likes. It's
No.
It takes the he said, she said out of situations.
Yes, it does.
Or he said, she said.
Yeah.
It takes the guessing game of like what happened out.
Yeah.
So this video around, I just saw so many things. Like people are saying, don't recline your seat. You're trash. People are like, you bought the seat. You can do what you want with the seat. You can recline the seat. Like who's to say, like this seat does this. I'm following the rules of the plane. The rules say I'm allowed to recline my seat while at cruising altitude.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to do that. So there was a bunch. I think that guy was just an immature butt, especially since I didn't know the part where she put it up while he was eating.
Mm-hmm.
And because he had his tray down, but he was just watching on his phone. It wasn't like he was on a laptop working or he was trying to draw or do homework. He was just on his phone. And I guess it was just the claustrophobicness of it, but it's like, yeah, that was.
But he was also on an aisle, though. That's not as claustrophobic. You can yeah. you just go like this and you look in the aisle, out. And you're yeah. not. I'm never claustrophobic in an aisle.
So, let's put it to bed, Mom. The guy was at yeah. fault.
He was. Hopefully,
and we all know if that was a big dude in front of him,
he would have stopped. If he did do it, even though there was a big dude in front of him,
yeah.
he wouldn't have done it for long.
No. There's this movie where I think Arnold Schwarzenegger's on a plane and the kids are punching and kicking his seat and he turns around and says some like tough guy line, or if you do that again, I'll break yeah. your toy or something like that. That was a terrible Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. But it's like true. Like you wouldn't mess with the guy. But because it was a middle-aged white woman, he was like, yeah. I can do this. Blah, blah, blah.
If there's a little kid bonking a seat behind me, I just pretend it's one of my grandkids and I go, oh, they're so sweet.
Yeah.
Like, and it's so hard to have kids on planes.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on
poor parents.
The only people that have ever bugged me on a plane are the smelly people and the ones that won't stop talking to me when I clearly don't want to talk.
Because you can't hear anyway.
Listen, we're all in an airplane. We're all uncomfortable.
Yep.
But it's kind of like we're all in this together. As long as, you know, we're not doing, like, it's not like she smelled, or she wasn't farting, she wasn't spilling things on him.
Yep.
She reclined her seat 2 inches that it went. I'm kind of, yeah, I'm on the girl's side, not the yep. guy's side. But still, the airlines
made the seats that reclined
yeah.
closer together when yeah. they shouldn't recline that much. If you're going to change the legroom, change how much it reclines. Yeah.
Like, it was one of those airlines where it was, like, first come, first serve seats.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was the last person on the plane, and the only seat left were two huge guys. Not like they were just like big dudes.
Yeah.
Just huge dudes, you know? Yeah. And it was the middle seat in between them.
I've been there.
And I went, yep. And I sat down and they started laughing at me. They're like, sucks. And I'm like, whatever. Like, they knew they were huge. And it was just like, I was like, whatever. It was like a 4-hour flight. And I was in between these huge guys that they couldn't help but take over the armrests.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they were just big dudes.
Yep.
But, like, that's riding on an airplane. You're not going to be comfortable. It's not going to be great. And yeah. it was just like, that's what it is. Yeah. I didn't poke them incessantly. I didn't.
You're on my side.
Yes. It
doesn't, you know what?
I've had people fall asleep on me.
It happens.
And you know what? You just kind of make a cough or a movement. And they're embarrassed. But it's not like you don't acknowledge it.
Or you just don't acknowledge it.
And you just whatever.
If it's not hurting you, just let them sleep.
Yeah, they look clean. Just be clean.
Just be clean. Take a shower before you get
on the flight.
Just
be clean and don't smack your lips. And that's all we ask.
And don't put your feet up.
Don't go barefoot, put your feet up. I've had a shoe at the end of my armrest where it's like if I looked, I could see it. But it was a covered shoe.
Yeah.
Didn't care that much. It's gross when it's a foot.
Yeah.
A foot is different than a shoe. Yeah. All right. Let's go on to something else.
Let's move.
So that one, I loved reading the debates on that.
Yeah.
But the guy was at fault, for sure. All right. My cousin Andrew sent me this, that Instagram is testing a way to display posts in chronological order.
Oh, what a thought.
They're testing it. They don't know if they could do it, guys. This is how you started. What are you testing? We've been clear from the beginning. This is what we like. We have never faltered from that.
No.
Everyone has said, this is what we want. You yeah. changed it. And now you're like,
whew. Don't give us old news first.
Yeah.
Give us the new stuff first.
This is,
Or give us the option that we can say, from now on,
yeah.
I want first things first.
Yes.
Old things last.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I like old news.
You know what? Okay, one thing I have kind of liked where it's like, I scroll and I forget if I've scrolled all the way and I refresh and it will put it at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I do kind of like that, but show me when I log on. Show me first.
Yes.
And let me go down. And then if I miss it, you can throw it back up, but don't do it every time. Like, I don't know. It's a whole thing.
It's a thing.
Now, let me choose.
I want to have choices.
Let me view it how I want to view it. All right.
My phone, my choice.
We're Americans. We want to choose. The coronavirus is still being a punk.
It is, but somebody found a cure for it.
What?
Yeah, and they said it's going to take 3 months to get the shot made. It's all on their computer. They put in all their algorithms and everything.
I love scientist doctors.
But it's going to take a year to get the actual vaccines.
Okay, so guys, we just have to
so wash your hands.
Because
wash your hands with
soap. That Japan cruise ship has now confirmed 355 cases.
Yep. They're taking the Americans off of it.
Yes, Canada and America are airlifting and evacuating the American and Canadians.
Yes, and they should.
And they should. Yeah, the Princess cruise ship. Yep. So they're going in, they're like, "All right, listen, our guys, this is the time that America's like, yo, our people. We've gone in and helped our people." Yep. So we're going in and we're taking them out, and Canada's doing the same thing with the Canadians. And you're like, at least you're still going to be quarantined. You're still going to be.
They didn't find a cure. They found a vaccine. Sorry. I
misspoke. So people won't get it. So the people that have it won't get cured. But people.
But they did find giving the patients that have it, it doesn't cure it, but they give them some of the things they give HIV patients, AIDS patients. And it lessens the symptoms.
Yeah, because people are dying. It's not like you get this as the death sentence. It's
the
body
people
can't.
Like me with bad lungs.
Yeah.
Who always get pneumonia or bronchitis.
Yeah.
It would not be good.
If it attacks someone that's already hurting.
Yep.
You know.
Old, really old and really young.
Yeah. So it's not something you can survive it.
I'm sure.
It's like getting
thousands and thousands
flu, right? It's like a super intense
cold
flu.
Yeah.
So. All right. So they have a vaccine, which means it'll prevent people from getting it as long as you're not an anti-vaxxer.
Yes.
All right. So last bit of news I have is that Apple employees, I didn't know this, if they brought like a big bag to work, they have to be searched when they leave. They clock out and then they get searched as they leave to make sure they're not stealing anything.
Stolen.
But California, being the fantastic state that it is, I love California. Praise him or her, Mother Nature. California's Mother Nature. Praise her.
God, go ahead.
Could be a woman. Ariana Grande says so. They said, were you not that one that got in the fight?
Yes, we did.
I said, praise.
Not a fight.
No, not a fight. We love getting in discussions. Heated discussions. We got in an argument where I said, praise her. And my mom said, him. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, God's a man. And I said,
how
do
you know? No, I didn't say he was a man.
No. Yeah, you said, God's not a woman. And I said, how do you know? We just got in a heated debate, and I think Colleen and I ended up saying, "How dare you insult Jesus by calling? How dare you insult God by calling him a man?" Okay. Anyway, California had decided that Apple employees need to get paid for the time it takes to search them.
Oh, good.
Because sorry, this is so random and totally off the topic of the God.
I didn't know where you were going with this.
Okay. Yes. So California was like, so these people clock out. And then they have to wait around for someone to come search them.
No, they need to be paid for that.
So, so now it's like you get searched, then you clock out. And I'm like, thank you, California, for being one with the people.
Yeah.
Love that. All right, we'll move on to the game for today. It's just going to be a simple tongue twisters. We haven't done tongue twisters in a long time.
We haven't.
So I wrote out 5 tongue twisters, and we're gonna crank them out, Mom.
Okay, let's
Are you ready?
Do it. Yes.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
I don't know. How can a can clam in a clean cream clam bam?
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Oh! Snippity snap.
Can you say it at all? How can a clam
you
cram
to
into
read
a clean...
It. I didn't get to read it.
Do you want to read it?
If you want me to say it.
All right. Here we go.
Incorrectly. Oh, sure.
Okay. Listen, you can grab the laptop,
Where is
Mom.
It?
I highlighted it.
Oh, how can a can...
No,
I'm starting over. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? I ask you.
Say it normal.
How can a clean...
What is this voice?
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
How can a clam cram into a clean cream can? Dang it.
It's fine.
All right. Say Eddie edited it. Okay.
Eddie edited it.
I did it.
Eddie edited it.
I have a hard time just saying edited. Edited it. I edited it for you.
Yeah.
Eddie edited it for you. It's the
Eddie
edited it.
That one's easy.
That one's hard for me. I edit. And I can't say.
Edited.
Eddie edited it.
Eddie edited it.
I just
Eddie
can't say.
Eddie edited it.
The Eddie part doesn't throw me. It's just edited it.
Yes.
That throws me. Yeah. Eddie edited it.
Yeah. Eddie edited it.
All right. Here's another one. This says you're supposed to say it 3 times fast. Snap. Crackle, pop.
Snap, crackle, pop. Snap, crackle, pop. Snap, crackle, pop.
You almost had it. Snap, crackle, pop. 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 Dang it. You say crapple.
That was a saying when I grew up because of Rice Krispies.
Yeah, snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. It's easy to say once slow, but if you say it three times fast, you say a crapple at the end.
Crapple. Yeah.
Crapple.
Crapple.
All right. Say flash. Nope. I can't say one word. Flash message. Flash message.
Ooh, flash message.
Flash message. Flash message. Flash message. Flash message. Flash message. Flash message.
Your mouth is getting
your mouth has to form.
Flash message.
Okay, one time isn't the thing, Mom. It's the three times flash.
Flash message. Flash message. Flash message. I did it. Now say Gwen Trent really fast, five times.
Gwen Trent. Gwen Trent. Gwen Trent. Gwen Trent. Gwen Trent. Gwen Trent.
Oh, you did it.
I know
you. It always Trent Grant.
Trent Grant. Okay. Here's the last one.
Okay.
Good blood, bad blood.
Good blood, bad. Good blood, bad blood. Good blood, bad blood. Blad, blad.
Good blood, blad. Good blood, bad blood. Good blood, blad. Why is it a blad?
I don't know.
What the butt? All right. Those are our tongue twisters. Just a fun little. We should do this at the beginning to loosen our mouths.
Right? Isn't that what real people, actors do?
Yeah, we're not actors, Mom. No, we're not. We're just podcasting. We just put microphones in front of our faces and talk.
Yes.
That's not anything. All right, we're going to move on to the questions for today. Alyssa asks what our biggest life accomplishments are.
My children.
You accomplished that.
I did.
You had them.
They're...
Yep, yeah, got pregnant.
They're you still... Had them,
and they're alive.
Kicking, and they're good people.
There you go. I don't know what my biggest accomplishment is. Maybe that I bought a house. That was always a goal.
And what kind of accomplishment are you talking about? Like,
yeah.
There's different kinds of
There's work accomplishments. There's life accomplishments. Yep. There's personal, I don't know.
There's all kinds.
The fact that I have a savings account, I don't know.
I don't even have that. So, gay, go Rachel.
I have a retirement fund.
Yay.
I invest my money. How fun.
I invested all my money in you guys.
Oh, my God.
And look how well it turned out.
I don't own Lamborghinis and mansions. I have retirement funds and IRAs.
You're an adult. You're adulting.
I'm like that episode of Friends when they all pitched in to win the lottery. And they're like all coming up with these really huge ideas of what they would do with the money. And Ross was like, I'd invest it. And everyone was like, oh, boring. I'm like, but that's a good idea.
Aww.
All right. Amanda wants to know. Okay, this was a question that I thought would be, it's an interesting thing to talk about. She said, would you drink milk from a local farm? Because most local farms treat their animals really well, and milking a cow is essential for their health. I have the same question about honey. Local beekeepers are usually good for their bees. I'm vegan for multiple reasons. Mm-hmm. One, it's good for the environment because the mass production of meat and dairy is terrible for the environment. And then also for morally. It's against, I've grown to be morally against eating an animal or abusing it for its substance. So right there, I'm okay with, like, my mom isn't going to give up milk. I would be so much happier if she did get it from just like Farmer Bob down the street owns and a couple
if,
cows.
If Farmer Bob down, if I owned a cow,
yeah,
I would drink the milk.
Yeah, I know my mom owned a cow. God, that thing would be treated like a princess.
Yeah, she would.
And she would get pet and fed and all these things. I have no problem people doing that. Mm-hmm. And also, that's not bad for the environment. Having a couple cows on a big plot of land and taking care of them, environmentally and morally, I have no problem getting milk from that.
Mm-hmm.
But health-wise, I believe the part of science that says milk and dairy isn't good for your body. It's not natural to drink milk from another animal. Just like, you know, we don't drink it we're the only species that does that, that grabs milk from another species and drinks it after we're babies.
Yeah.
So I know that a lot of people, you can sneeze. God bless you. Love, my mom sneezing is my favorite thing. She can't sneeze like a normal person. She has to like put a Donald Duck spin on it.
That wasn't a Donald Duck.
You did a... No. Okay. It's like Donald Duck drowning.
Pretty much.
So if we reduced significantly the amount of meat and dairy that this country consumes,
mm-hmm.
and it was just local farms that had a few, like, it was a delicacy to drink milk. There's no moral or environmental issue with that. That would just me being health issue, because it's not, I feel like everyone is lactose intolerant, and your body, like, I can't drink milk now because my tolerance for it went down.
Mine did as I got older.
Yeah, because your body finally gave up. It was like, I can't fight this anymore. You're going to have to give it up.
I don't crave milk anymore. I used to. I don't crave it anymore.
Yeah. So.
And I'm not vegan.
You're not vegan. Yeah. So that's what I'm like, morally, environmentally, local farms that just have a few animals that they care for so much and they love them. That's so cool. Love that. And if like, you're not going to give up your, it's, I ate for a while, ate eggs from farms like that. That
had from just, me.
Yeah. From you. Like, I have no problem with that. But then I cut out eggs because I health wise, I don't think that they're good. A lot of people are going to fight me on that, but
everyone's entitled to their, and you're entitled to your opinion.
I do what I feel is good for my body, and I listen to my body very carefully.
And you do what you feel right about.
Yeah, and I ate honey from a while from a local Malibu farm, because I was the same thing environmentally, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, you know what, I can cut out honey, it's not that big a deal, and I use bee-free honey now, because why not?
What is bee-free honey?
I told you this, it's made from apples. It has the same substance. Okay. It just tastes like apple honey, like flavored honey.
Okay. You did tell me that.
Yeah. So there's your answer.
Well, I like buying fruits and vegetables from our local farms.
Yeah, I go to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Local stuff is so great. Or
little stands that are down the street that I know are good.
You get better quality products.
Yep.
And that are better for you. And you're supporting a local business that's not like a money-hungry billion-dollar business, doesn't care about their employees or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, go local. I mean, if you're not going
to... Grow it your own.
Yeah. There you go.
Grow your own.
Grow your own. So I hope that answers your question, Amanda. I wouldn't drink it, but not because it only because of health reasons. Morally, that's so cool. Do that if you do that. All right. Mark wants to know, what's the weirdest thing you collect? I don't collect many things anymore. I tried to break that habit. Weird things I did collect were empty Tic Tac containers.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember. I used to collect everything. Stuffed animals.
You had a...
Because I got it from you. My mom is a hoarder. Sorry, a collector.
Okay. Used to be.
Yeah. She's worked on it very hard. She's worked on it very hard.
You don't see any big piles of anything anymore.
That trait is hereditary for sure. It is passed on in our family. Whether that's because we grew up watching it or it's something that's ingrained.
Maybe. My mom was that way.
Is that a born or learned trait? I think it's learned.
I don't know.
I think it's learned. I think it has. Yeah. No, it is. I was a psychology major. It's a learned trait. But you saw it growing up. I saw it growing up. And I was able to figure out how to break it.
So I broke it.
Yes. It took you a long time. It took me being a butthead to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You collected.
You hurt my feelings so many times.
You collected magazines you never read again.
I was going to take an article out or an exercise thing.
In high school.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
You had 20 grocery bags filled of magazines.
20, really? 20, maybe 5.
Okay. It wasn't like a logical thing.
We didn't have the internet where you could just find a recipe.
But it got to a point, your intentions were always good. Your intentions were always, you made a logical reason for keeping the things.
And I liked sets of things.
Yes, if you do. Trent does that too.
Yes. If they came out with a Beanie Baby, I needed all of them.
Yes.
For you girls.
Yes. That was something. And you have over the years broken that.
Yep.
Which is good. Great step. Good stop. Good
and
start.
It's okay if someone does like collections and.
It's only an issue if it affects your day to day.
Your health or your.
Or your bank account.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was no harm in me collecting Tic Tac containers. Who cares? But the magazines were making it so they were blocking functions of the house.
I didn't have them out.
They were in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah. We didn't use our bathtub for a long... Okay. In my defense, we have a very small house. And there were 6 of us in this very small house.
Which was my complaint and of you guys, why are we taking up space with magazines you don't look at?
Touché. But no one, they stopped using the bathtub to take baths.
The bathtub got clogged and it wouldn't unclog.
And we didn't have the money to get it fixed. And we didn't want to ask the landlords to fix it because the rent would go up.
Yes.
So I go, well, let's just use this space for storage.
Yes. So the bathtub did become a closet.
Yes, it did.
But then in high school, me and Kelly Six, Kelly loved our house. She loved studying you. Don't know if you knew that. Kelly studied you.
Oh, that's fine. She can study me all she wants.
She still studies us.
That's great.
She loves studying us. We are a weird little bunch.
We are. We're unique.
But you weren't home. And so Kelly and I had the house to ourselves. Actually, we had boys over and we sent the boys to the living room and Kelly and I cleaned out the bathtub. That's what we did. You left us home alone with boys and we cleaned the bathtub. We cleaned it out. And then like a week later, a pipe bust because I started using it. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I'm standing in the puddle. I don't care because we shared one shower in that house.
Yep.
So I cleaned out the second shower and I cleaned it out and I was like, I'm going to stand in the filthy water because you know what? It's cleaner than that other shower. Because it was the boys and the girls. I just didn't want to share a shower with them.
It's still a gross shower.
Yes.
But mine works now. It works now.
Yeah, because a pipe broke.
We got it fixed.
Yeah. Like I walked in the bathroom and I went, the ground is hot.
No, the ground still gets hot.
Well, I just knew I was like, it has never done this before. Mm. So I called you and I told you. And then the landlord was like, yep, pipe bust. And then the pipe was like so corroded and gross. There was roots in it. That's mm-hmm. why the shower wouldn't drain.
Yep.
So then they replaced all that and the shower works great now.
It does.
So because of me cleaning out the bathtub.
Thank you, Rachel.
And realizing
what did I do with all those magazines?
I have no idea. I wasn't around.
I gave them away to garage sale for some other hoarder to have.
There you go.
It made somebody else's life happy.
I know. You saved them for that person.
There you go.
There you go.
There were some great articles in those. I didn't save the ones that are just like, maybe a few.
Anyway, we are a family that collects, Mark, and we've been trying to break the habit because we don't have space to collect.
That's right.
I don't have space in this house. You know, space in your house.
If I don't use it.
Yep.
It's out.
Oh, man, if I had a mansion, though, I'd collect everything.
Oh.
Unnecessarily. All right. Heather wants to know, are there any goals for the podcast in 2020? I want to edit it a little bit more. Edited it.
Well, there she goes again.
I want to edit it more. Especially the video portion. I feel like I could add more things. It's just such a long chunk of time.
Yeah.
Because when you edit something, you have to rewatch it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
To rewatch something that's 45 minutes to an hour multiple times is multiple hours.
Yeah.
So it's hard to sit and really focus on it. Also, I'm super ADD, so it's like hard to sit in one spot. With my videos, it's so quick.
Yeah.
And I do stand up and walk away 1,000 times while editing.
Well, here's my question. What do other people want to see in our podcast?
I don't care.
I know you'd say that.
It's our podcast. I do what I want. Noticed if I do things what other people want, but it's not what I want, I won't stick to it, and I won't do it full-heartedly.
Yep.
I do what I want. If you want the best product from me, it has to be what I want.
Let me do it.
Let me do it.
Yep.
And that's the great thing about being my own boss. All right.
Absolutely.
Emily wants to know, which one of your boys is better at TikTok? I think you're referring to Snoop or Blaze. I have done videos with both. People won't watch the ones with Snoop, but they will watch the ones with Blaze. And one with Blaze got on the For You page. It trended a little bit. It was a coyote call. Are you watching TikTok now, Mom?
Yes, but it only loads like the last few you guys did.
I need to show you how to use it.
Yeah.
It's a little confusing. You have to read fine print. But I did a coyote call with him where it just makes a loud noise and you're supposed to see your dog's reaction.
Yeah, I did see that one.
Yeah.
I did see it.
That one went trending a little bit. I got like 20,000 new followers from it, which was really cool. But I've noticed anything with Snoop gets lower views than with Blaze. And I think maybe it's because with Blaze, I hashtag Pitbull. I don't hashtag that with Snoop because he's a mutt. And that's the only difference between the two I can tell because I might be biased, but I think that they're both freaking adorable.
Well, people also grew up with.
Yeah, you guys.
You had him as a puppy.
You guys have watched Blaze grow up. That might be what it is. Since Snoop's, he's new.
Yeah, he'll get there.
All right.
But he is just as sweet.
Yeah.
He's adorbs.
Maddie asks Rachel, can you teach Gwen Renegade and post it? Renegade is a TikTok song, a dance.
Renegade.
Yeah.
Renegade.
Miranda did it.
I don't even know what we're doing.
Okay.
Is it a song?
It's a song called Renegade and you do the dance to it.
Oh.
And the girl who invented it just now getting credit for it. So shout out to her. I couldn't find a link to her original video, though. I was reading the articles about it, and I couldn't find the link to the original video. I think it was on Instagram. I don't know. But that in order to do, to teach my mom Renegade, I'd have to learn it. Which I'm down to do if you're down to do.
Sure, let's do it.
We might not be this week, but we'll do it when it's not a trend anymore. Alex wants to know, do you miss streaming? I was just thinking about this. I used to stream on Twitch, or I was trying to 3 times a week, but it's that ADD part of me where I have to sit and just entertain for 2 hours in one spot.
That's hard to do.
That's really hard for me. When I edit, I will edit 1 minute and then I have to go put something away and then I come sit down. I do this thing where it's to keep my attention on editing. I go, okay, I'm editing this 1 minute and then I have to go complete a task really quick. Whether it's just putting my glass next to the sink, like my dirty glass is in my office. I have to go run into the sink and then I sit down and edit 1 more minute of my footage. Mm-hmm. And then I go put my retainers in the bathroom.
Well, it's also, you've seen this before. So you're seeing the same thing over and over and over. And it's hard for us to do that.
For Twitch, if I'm just sitting there, it was hard for me. I enjoyed talking to you guys and entertaining with you guys. I got to know you guys more. I enjoyed that so much. But it was so hard for me to be like, oh, I have to sit still for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Or I just have to sit and do one thing for 2 hours. That was really hard for me to do. And it started stressing me out. And I kept putting it off. That's why I haven't been streaming. It's so weird because I enjoy it. But at the same time, it stresses me out. So I've been thinking of new things to do because I still want to stream. But I was like, I did better when I had a task. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking of maybe if I was doing cooking or something and made it a cooking stream. Mm-hmm. Like that would be fun for me. So I've been trying to think because I do miss interacting with everyone that was on Twitch, but it was the hyperactive side of me just couldn't handle it and it would give me anxiety and it would just be like, I have to do it, but I don't want to do it. And it was just like getting me to sit down. You've experienced trying to get me to sit down. Mm-hmm. It's like a torture to me. So this podcast is insane. That's why it's only 45 minutes once a week. People are like, you should do it multiple times a week. I'm like, nope. It takes a lot. My mom was here for an hour and I was procrastinating sitting down. I was sitting down in the living room talking to her because that was a free choice. Yeah. But to come in here, it's still dragging my feet every single time. And it's like, I'm fine.
But you have fun doing it.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun doing it. But it's that thought, I'm like, I'm going to sit down for 45 minutes straight to an hour in one spot to do. But luckily we jump around so much.
But you can watch a baseball game or a basketball game.
I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
See, that's another thing.
Same thing that Colleen and I do. We don't watch TV.
We can't focus.
We have to do something else while we're doing it.
We have to do 20 things at once.
Or something. Yeah, we have to.
So I watch a lot of TV, but I'm always on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm watching sports games on my phone. I'm at a sports game. I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
And it's just because it makes my brain, I'm doing 2 things at once.
Yep.
So it calms me down.
Yeah, I'm not focusing on one. If I listen to a book, I put on my ear pods and I listen to a book while I'm cleaning. Yeah. Or doing yard work or doing something, it makes it so much easier for me because then it keeps my brain busy.
Yeah. So I want to stream again. I will stream again. I just have to find out something that works with me because I was trying to fit into what Twitch people do. I was trying to fit into that. And that was
you
me.
You got to be you, girl.
Yeah. That like just don't tell me what to do. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what you want. I'll do what I want. Like I get that there's algorithms and stuff, but I don't think I'm going to be like a Twitch streamer, blah, blah, blah. This is just a place for people that already know me, that already want to hang out with me, where they can go.
Hangout time.
So I'll get back there. I'm just trying to figure it out. So that's all.
You'll figure it out.
That's all the questions, news, and games and brand deals we have today. Thanks again, Best Fiends, for sponsoring this episode. Mom, do you have anything else to add?
Absolutely not.
All right. The guy was in the wrong at the airplane.
Yes, he was.
All right.
He was immature.
Immature. And he wouldn't have done it to a dude.
No, I don't think so. If he did, man.
We love you.
What if he did it to you? Wait. What would you have done?
I would have turned around and I would have given him a piece of my mind.
Yeah. I probably would have said, I'm sorry.
I would have, honestly, I would have called a stewardess over. I know my first reaction is to be confrontational, but then I also know I am a mature
and there's
human.
No exit there on the plane. I've gotten
into some verbal confrontations, but it's like as I'm walking away because I'm like, I don't want to get beat up, but I have things to say. I've done that on a few parking lots. I've done that.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. But right. I would have called the stewardess over because I'm smarter than that. I'm smarter than just to get
airline attendant.
Sorry, flight attendant.
Thank you. We're both
sorry. Fine. I apologize.
That's
it's not,
okay. I
yeah.
call them stewardesses all the time.
Yeah, it's
and I'm
yeah.
like, oh, that dates me.
Yeah, that I sounded dated. I have very much apologize. They're flight attendants. Okay, yeah, I would have called one over and just they don't mess with them because they deal with stuff all day with a freaking smile on their face. So they know how to deal with things. Oof, don't want to mess with the flight attendant.
Oh, but we've seen some without the happy faces.
They have had it.
They are done. They must have had some rough clients before us.
They've had some rough ones. Yeah. All right, anyway, Mom. Do you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.